fear of me. And Nrisingadev said, Tathastu. So there. So you worship Lord Nrisingadev. Yeah. And you chant Saneshchara Narasimha Stuti. Okay. And you keep Tulsi next to you. Ghost should be... Now, if the ghost continued, then you keep her over your bed. You keep her... You have put her like a rope swing, like this. So she's over the bed. Yeah. And the chaya will definitely knock it out. Why do I know? Because in Atlanta in 73, in the Brahmacharya Ashram, the ghosts were there. They were heavy. And they used to sit on your chest like a safe. It was an antebellum house. And there was Johnny Reb and Billy Yang duking it out every night, and we're in the middle. You know, Atlanta was burnt down. The whole city was burnt down in 1864. The whole city, you know. Not a joke. A lot of ghosts in that city. Man. And we were in the middle. And we, you know, 20 guys in a room, and we're, and, you know, at least every night, 2, 3, 4 guys got hit with a ghost, you know. And, you know, and they scare the hell out of you, you know. And at 10 o'clock, you're trying to snooze, right? You're trying to go to sleep at 10 o'clock at night, right? Good luck, you know. And some ghost sits on your chest like a flipping safe, you know, like a safe on your chest. You can't breathe. Try to breathe. Then a subtle hand goes over your mouth, okay? Goes over your mouth. And then you thank Hare Krishna. And then they lighten up. And then you can say Hare Krishna, but you're completely awake. Good luck. Go back to sleep. Yeah. You know, after that, it'll take another hour. Maybe you go back to sleep. And then, you know, 3 o'clock, get up, take a bath. You know, you got to get up, take a bath. You know, you know, whether you're awake or not, you had enough sleep or not. You know, but when every day, a different brahmachari stayed at night in Tulsi's house. And wow, there's no ghost there in Tulsi's house. You know, just see. And then when I woke up, you know, you're in your, I was in a, you know, Korean War surplus sleeping bag, you know, with the chicken feathers in your mouth. You bought it for $1 or something like that, you know. So I'm on the rocks, sleeping in a greenhouse from 9 o'clock until 3 o'clock in the morning. And you're coming back in your body, and all of a sudden I had sukswapna. I was dreaming the Mangalar, Deity Darshans, Bhagavatam classes, Harinam Sangatam. Then I had the diet, I was thinking, God, in the ashram, the ghost sitting in your chest. There's no ghost here. Why? And I opened my eyes and I saw her leaves and I go, ah, it's her leaves. It's her chaya, the shade of Tulsi. Yeah. I have another shloka from Garuda Purana that says about that. Tulasi vitipas chaya yatrasti bhavatapaha yamiksham nikshatam papam kalpakoti shatarapi. Wherever there's the shade of the Tulsi tree, the Yamadutas will not go there, even if a person's committed hundreds of sins, it says. That, and now I hope to find more shlokas about her chaya, but it's good enough for me, you know. Ghostly haunted people. Yeah, we're all guilty. We took birth, you know. We took birth, guilty as charged, you know. We took birth, you know. Some are better than others. Some got even looser screws than us. It makes us feel good, you know. But some people got... Basically, duswapna means that you're having some residue of bad karma. And she destroys. Duswapna nashanarthaya sevita tvam. Numosite. By serving her, she destroys bad dreams. Now, the question I've got here. The shloka said that the girls of the heavenly planets are worshipping you, planting you in the Nandana garden for the increase of austerity. Why would these girls do that? Why would these girls do that? Why would these girls do that? Think about it. She's grown to increase austerities. So what would they do that? Did anybody think about it? What would it be? Come on, gang.
Get a husband.
No. Could do. The thing about it is, what was cool, and there's Tulsi Stava, Tulsi Kavacham, it says, if you want to attract a girl, then chant this stubba in a garden. Could do. I mean, you're it's not a bad thing. You want to get a spouse. Could do. Chant it in a garden. Could do. But it's not what they were doing. Because they're married already. It says these are the wives of the demigods. They're married already. They don't need a spouse. They're married already. Sarvabhi devapatnibhi. Devapatnibhi means these the wives of the demigods. They're already married, okay? They don't need to find somebody. They already found somebody. All right? They're already locked in, all right? No, but what are they doing? Tetam bhangva svarga loka vishalam chane punye marja loka vishanti. When they run out of pious credits, they fall back down. Right. So what are they doing? What are these girls doing?
So that they can stay in the heavenly
class. That's it! Thank you! Yes, these girls want to stay there with their husband. So they're doing, she will increase their austerities and their piety so we can stay there. Yeah, we can stay there a long time with our husband. She's planning to increase austerities. Yeah, it's a good idea. Yes. Right. Dharmaranya gayayam cha sevita pitribhi svayam. How many people here, you are served in the religious forest of Gaya, are served directly by the forefathers? Sevita tulasi punyo admano hitamichita. Serving tulsi, served by the pitas in the Dharmaranya for a forest of Gaya. Oh, you sacred tulsi are served by those who desire their own auspiciousness. Even if you are a selfish rascal, you serve her. Even if you are a selfish rascal, which there are plenty in this world. If they serve her, they're benefited. You are served by those who desire their own auspiciousness. Cool. Another thing is, so many people are worried about their forefathers. My grandfather, my grandmother, you know, like this. My departed ancestor. By serving tulsi, they're benefited. They're also serving tulsi because they have good association. So the pitas are serving tulsi, it says. Gee, maybe we should serve her. Now, this sloka is cool because Ramachandra is considered to be the Yasha avatar of Krishna. Famous. So it says, Robita Ramachandrena Sevita Lakshmanena Cha, that Sitaya Palata Bhaktya Tulasi Dandake Vane. Tulsi, you were planted by Lord Rama, served by Lakshmana, and with great devotion protected by Sita Devi in the Dandaka forest. Now, what else does this mean? What else does this shloka mean? I'm focusing on Dandaka, Dandake Vane. On the Dandaka forest. What else could it mean? Huh? Tulsi was there in the forest. Dandaka forest. Dandaka. The forest of... Probably it was a forest... Dandaka forest is probably a forest of bamboo. Dandaka. The forest of bamboo. Basically, that's what Dandaka means. Forest of bamboo. Must have had a lot of bamboo trees there. Okay, but what else? Tulsi just happened to be growing in the forest. Okay, what else? Think about rural areas like Radhadesh area. You know, do people in this area have a lot of money? No, but they can worship Tulsi. Even if you don't have a lot of money. And you live in a rural area, you can worship tulsi. Okay. Now, this shloka, I made a stained glass panel of this shloka. This shloka 14. I liked it that much. Taloka vyapani ganga yathastra streshu giyate tathayva tulasi devi drishate shatarachare. As the Gangas which flows through the three worlds is glorified by the shastras, so Tulsi Devi is seen by the moving and unmoving creatures everywhere. She's everywhere. Thank God. When I see about how lousy people take care of her sometimes, I'm really, you know, bent out of shape about it. But I don't have to be anymore. And the Tulsi Upanishad said basically the same thing. You don't have to be bent out of shape because she's transcendental to her form. She's not limited to her form as Tulsi. Her form as Tulsi is for us to serve her. But if we blow it, you know, she's not bothered by that. As the Gangas manifest in the upper middle planetary system, Tulsi Devi is in the moving and non-moving living entities. Now, it doesn't give us an excuse to be stupid about it. But, you know, thankfully, she's not affected by our stupidity. we're blessed. Whatever savor we do for her, we're blessed. And she's not affected by our stupidity. One devotee asked me if Tulsi dies, is it an offense? And I said, I haven't found it. But I said, but basically, she goes, I don't know if I should worship Tulsi again because I'm scared. And I said, oh, come on, lady. Is that smart? You know, some girls, they have a miscarriage, okay? They'll never get pregnant again. Their husband loses their job in the job market. He'll never go in the job market again. Come on, you know, think about it, you know. Go forward. You find a botanical garden. What did you do wrong last time? Correct it. Go forward. That's all. Correct it and go forward. You have to think, be practical about these things, you know. So Tulsi Devi is seen in the moving and non-moving living entities. You serve her, and then when you go here and there in the daytime, you can remember her and become very happy. You can remember her and become very happy. So it's nice. Now, the next sloka. This is cool. Rishyamukha Chavasata, who resided in the Rishyamukha mountain. It turns out Manduka Muni cursed Bali not to go there. So Sugriva, his brother, was staying there as a refuge because he knew his brother Bali could not go there. Kapirajena Sevita. Kapiraja is the king of the monkeys. Could be Hanuman, could be Sugriva. In this case, it's Sugriva. Tulasi Balinashaya. He grew Tulsi to kill Bali. Killing Bali must have been religious. And Tara Sangama Hetave, for the purpose of getting Tara back. To meet Tara and kill Bali, the king of the monkeys, Sugriva, serve you, Tulsi, in the Rishyamukha. I asked Krishna Dharma, I was on Harinam Sangirtan with him, I go, what did Tara do? Why was Tara so desirable? I don't know. He researched it. He sent me an email later on. Tara was one of the five, Punya Kanyas or something like that, Dharma Kanyas. There are Draupadi, Savitri, Sati, Sita Devi, and Kunti, Draupadi, Savitri, Sita Devi, and Tara. Tara is one of them. And it described that Tara gave advice to Bali not to fight Sugriva, and that's basically how Bali was killed. You know, like this. Tara was a very good advisor to Bali. That's why Bali and Sugriva both wanted her back, because she was so cool. She was really good. I was wondering, what was her qualities like that made her so desirable? Tara Sangama Hetave. This is the only thing of the shloka I didn't understand. So Krishna Dharma researched it and gave it to me. I liked it. Pretty good. Now, this is cool. Pranamya tulasim devim sagarot krima namakritam kritakarya purishchas cha Hanuman punaragataha. Bowing down to Tulsi Devi, Hanuman crossed the ocean to Lanka. And happy and his mission accomplished, returned home successfully. He was a spy. Come on, man, spies can get killed. You know, it's not a joke being a spy, nah. An undercover spy? Dangerous stuff, you know, really, you know. But Pranamya Tulasim Devim, bowing down to Tulsi Devi, Hanuman crossed the ocean, happy. Kritakarya Purishascha, he did it. Kritakarya, he did it. Purishascha, and he was happy. And Punaragataha, he came back successfully. Hey, sorry gang, what does this mean for you? What does this mean for you? Think about it. What ramifications is it here? Think about it, gang. The Sanskrit was Pranamya Tulasim Devim, offering obeisance to Tulsi Devi. Sagarot Kramanamakritam. He was crossing the ocean. Kritakarya. Hanuman did it. Parishasha, happily. And Punaragataha. He came back successfully. So what does it mean for us? Practically.
If you worship Tulsi, then you are successful.
Yeah. Can anybody help him?
Cross the ocean of disexistence.
Huh?
Cross the ocean of disexistence.
Pardon me?
After Godhead. If you worship Tulsi. You said
yeah, but if Kritakari Parishasha, you go back. Punaragataha. Okay, if you can say that. Because you mentioned Moksha Pradeya Devi. Okay. That, granted. But following what he said. Can anybody help him out?
You become happy?
Kritikarya, yeah. Parishas child, you become happy, right? She gives Kalyani Sukhang Sarve. We mentioned in Pundarik Tulsi Stotra, she makes happy women and merchants. Right? Kalyani Sukhang Sarve. She makes happy. What else? Can anybody else help him out? He's getting quite warm, but he's not really hot, you know?
So, that means you have a mission and you worship philosophy and you come out before
your right! Good, good, good. What else? Come on, gang. It's good. It's getting really close. Come on, look, you can throw a stone and catch it, you know? Come on. So close, you can kiss it. Come on, gang, come on. It's so close. What are we missing here? Come on, gang. What are we missing here? Anybody's got to do some work, right? I mean, you got to pay the bills now. You got to work, right? If you offer obeisances to you and you go do your work, you'll be successful at it. Whatever your work is. Hanuman's work was deputed to be a spy. And he was successful. And he returned. So anybody who has some work to do can offer her obeisances, circumambulate her, you'll do your work successfully and come back. It's not very common. In the Ganga Sahasranam Stotram, in the Phalashruta, in the fruit of Ganga Sahasranam Stotra, it says the same thing. Very clear. That if you chant 1,000 names of Ganga Devi, then you can leave your house, it says, and go from your village anywhere, do your work, you'll return home successful. Pretty cool. So yeah, you got lots of work to do, sure. You meditate on her. And she'll help you out and make sure your work is successfully done and you return home happy. Good deal, huh? It's a very good life insurance policy, you know. She's really good in that sense. Hey, like I said, we could use anything we can get, you know, right? We want prema too, nah, but we'll take a spouse, we'll take money, we'll take a good house, we'll take a few kids, you know. Yeah, we'll take happiness, no problem, we'll take that too, nah. It's not exactly karmakandic, but we'll take that too. It's not a big deal, you know. I mean, we need that stuff, you know. It's nice to want, but not everybody is really selfless in this world. There are selfless people that are not. And if they're not interested, then you can do it. And that's what you'll see tomorrow with the Tulsi Kavacham. Lord Shiva said, if you want bhakti, worship, do it in Vishnu's temple. If you want to kill somebody, do it in my temple. If you want a daughter, then chant it in Chandi's temple. If you want to attract a girl, do it by this garden. If you want knowledge, chant it under a palash tree. If you want justice from the king, then from the government, from the king, whatever like that, chant it next to a banyan tree. You know, and he says, "What else?" He says, "This stotram gives nourishment, gives wealth to the poor. It gives happiness to the sad. It gives a lot of stuff. You know, it's pretty cool. You know, and devotion for those who want it." So she's smart. Another thing was, she was worshipped by the demigods and the demons. So even if you are selfish and want your own sense gratification, you worship her. It's more of her strategy. She can grab anybody and purify anybody, irregardless of their bent of mind. It's pretty neat stuff. Now, 17th shloka said, Tulasi grahanam akritava Vimukto yati patakai ataiva muni sardula brahmahatyam vibhoyati. By taking Tulsi, touching Tulsi, you become free from all sins. O tiger among sages, in this way you become free from the sin of killing Brahmins. So, brahmahatyam vibhoyati. You become free from sins. So, by accepting Tulsi, by touching Tulsi, grahanam means to take, to accept, to touch. Grahana. Vimukto yati patakai. Now it says in quoted in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Da Drishta Nigalaga Sangha Samani, all the host of sins become destroyed by seeing her. Sprishta Vapu Pavani. Now, Rupa Goswami in his Tikka, actually it's Jiva's Tikka, Durgama Sangamani Tikka, Jiva says there that Sprishta Vapu Pavani means that Kukarma Nirasta. It's that all by touching her, your body will be purified of all your bad, sinful stock. It's cool stuff. Everything about her becomes neat. This way you become free. By touching Tulsi, you become free of sins. 8. Tulsi patra galitam yas toyam sirasavahet ganga snanam avapno ti dasa tena falaparda. When I was a 17-year-old kid serving her in St. Louis, we had a huge Tulsi. I made it in a wooden pot, okay? We made her own wooden pot to put her in. She was too big for the 24-inch redwoods, okay? So we have this big, huge pot, okay? Now, how are you going to water that Tulsi? Good luck. What we did is we put a wash tub, okay? Aluminum wash tub. We put the Tulsi in the wash tub. We filled up the wash tub, and by osmosis, the water would go underneath and go up and take care of the Tulsi about twice as high. And then keep it there for like 15 minutes, and then we would open up the tap and let the water out. Such nice water, nah? Is it Ganga? Now I got the Sanskrit. It is Ganga. And that's from Hari Bhakti Vilas, it says more. If you take a Tulsi leaf and throw it in a bucket of water and take a bath, you're taking bath in Ganga. Tulsi is big, you know. It is. Talosya Patra Galitam. Yastoyam sirasavahet, take that water and throw it on your head. Ganga snanam avabno ti, you attain the benefit of taking bath in the Ganga. And dasa dena phalaprada, giving 10 cows in charity. You know how much trouble it is to take care of cows? Can you imagine if you give your neighbor or somebody a calf or something in charity? It's a big thing, nah. And if you give 10 cows in charity, that's a big thing, you know. That's really a magnanimous human being who gives 10 cows in charity, you know, like that, really. So dasa dena phalaprada, giving, you get the benefit of giving 10 cows in charity. And ganga snanam avapno to you, by taking Tulsi leaf, and by accepting Tulsi leaf, putting that water on your head, then you get the benefits of taking bath in Ganga and giving 10 cows in charity. That's what it says. One holds on his head the water's washed Tulsi leaf, he attains the result of bathing in the Ganga and giving 10 cows in charity. Now, the 19th shloka. Prasida Devi Deveshi, this is a parthanam, a prayer to her. Prasida Devi Deveshi, O God of the demigods, please be pleased to me. Prasida Hari Vallabhe, O lover of Lord Hari, please be pleased to me. Kiroda Matanod Bhute, who's appeared from the ocean of milk. Tulasi Tvan Namamyaham. O goddess, O queen of the demigods, please be kind. Beloved of Lord Hari, please be kind. Tulsi, born from the ocean, of churning of the milk ocean, offer my respectful obeisance to you. This is the 20th shloka. This is the only shloka quoted in Hari Bhakti Vilas. This 20th shloka right here. For the brevity of the book. The book is 25 vilas long. That book is thick. So to keep it short, they only chose the best. This is what they chose. This is a cool verse. Dvadasham jagare ratro yapatet tulasistavam dvadvim shara paradam shaksham yate tasa keshava. Lord Keshava forgives 32 offenses for woes who staying awake in the Dvadasi night to strike this prayer to Tulsi. Knowing and unknowingly. Now, what this means, well, the first thing I thought is that Tatasta Lakshana is that she doesn't sleep. So you can stay up all night with her. That's the tatasta, that's the subordinate clause. But the big thing is that when you're serving Krishna, the deities, seva aparad must be there. We do something stupid, we must. Any servant, really, everybody. So everybody needs an out. And this is one. By loving her on the Dvadasi day, it happens every 2 weeks. You stay up night and chant her glories. Krishna will destroy 32 seva aparadas, knowingly or unknowingly done. Point of chance. Pretty cool. It's good out. Last Ekadasi was Trishpisha Mahadwadashi. There were three things touching. There were three things. And when Bengali boy looked in his Panji gun, he said there were three things that were touching on that day. Like that. That's called Trishpisha. Sprisha means touch. Tree, touched by three. So what are the three things touching? You know, so then he looked up in his almanac and he told me the three things that were touching on that day. But the next thing about Dwadasi is, well, like in this case, Mahadwadasi, you get the benefit of the Ekadasi, you get the benefit of Dwadasi. Now, what more about this verse? I've been doing a lot. In Bhakti Sandarbha 209, Jiva Goswami describes Ekadasi Vrata as it was done 16 generations ago. You eat one meal on Dasami, and on Dasami night, you stay up all day and all night, he says. From Suryasta, from the sun down, you don't drink any water. Okay? Then on Ekadasi day, all day and all night, you hear a chant of the Lord, serve the Lord. And no food and nothing, no? Because it was cool, there was one shloka. Like, Anna is translated as grains, but it's also translated as that which sustains. Food. So all food is like that. And they have a heavy shloka, just to scare the hell out of you. It says, to have sex with your mother is good. To eat the meat of cows is good. To kill Brahmins is good, but not to eat an Ekadasi. You know, basically to scare the hell out of you, you know. You know, basically that's what it is, to scare the hell out of you, you know. Shloka like that is shocking stuff. And that's what it's meant to do, it's scare the hell out of you. You know, just wake up and look at this shloka, stupid, you know. Basically that's what it is, you know. So, that was cool. So, that's Ekadasi day. And the Dwadasi, at the Paran time, before you the Ekadasi finishes, you're supposed to bathe the deity again. And Hari Bhakti Vilas says, if you don't, if you bathe the deity after the breakfast, you can worship the deity all day long, but we're talking about bathing them. It says, if you bathe the deity after the Dwadasi day, then 2 weeks of your worship goes to the demon Vatapi. Another scare the hell out of you type thing, you know. You know. And then it says, that was cool. And another thing that was neat was this. So, you know, if you already, and then you're supposed to take a lot of yogurt. Because if you did nirjal, you didn't eat nothing, then all the toxins are running out of your body, okay? And the first thing you eat will be an intestinal explosion. So if you drink a lot of yogurt, that cools things down. That's why you should take a lot of charanam with a lot of yogurt. And 7th chapter of Hari Bhakti Vilas glorifies Shaligram Tulsi Charanamrit a lot. By taking a lot of charanamrit. Funny. There was one girl in Lithuania in Winter Festival, she asked me, can I use Tulsi for my health of my children? And I said, do you have Vishnu Tattva in your house? She says, no. Well, there's the problem. Consider it. You know, you want to keep your family healthy, you know, like that. So if you worship Vishnu Tattva deity, you know, you're going to tie something, right? You're Narahari, like that. You'll have plenty of charanamrit with Tulsi. Wah! And all of a sudden, your family's health is really good. You don't have much diseases. It's a no-brainer. You know, it's like for 1 hour of puja, you know, you're getting so much tulsi and so much charanamrit. And all of a sudden, wah, your diseases are gone. You know, I was going in London, I think it was December. My godbrother, who lives near the Goshala, he came up to me and said, you know, people were into those jabs, right, those vaccines. What was the vaccine for, or something like that? Ah, yeah, it was a bird flu jab. You know, don't take that jab. He says, B.R. Sridharmar said, if you take 26 tulsi leaves a day, your immune system will be strengthened enough to fight off most diseases. So when you drink a lot of charanamrit, no problem. All of a sudden, gee, willikers, your immune system is really healthy, you know. It's a no-brainer, you know. Then if somebody stayed, my God, if they stayed up 2 nights and then they pushed it and sent another one up for her, that really impressed Krishna. That Krishna said, this person really deserves some mercy. That was the idea. It's easy when Dwadasi is mixed with Ekadasi because it's only a 2-day festival. But previously, normal Ekadasi, in 1996, Prabhupada's godbrother, Bhakti Pramod Purimar, says, here, Joe, 24 hours. Who does that? Previously, it was 2 days. Nirjal is not the big deal. Jagran, that's the big deal. Fasting for 24 hours is not a big deal. Staying up all night, that's a big deal. You can't do that unless you got your buddies. If you got your buddies doing kirtan, yeah, it's a dancing party. Who's got time to be with your buddies? Dance all night with your friends. Who's got time? Yeah, in the codicil, you make time, you know. Codicil is the day to dance all night with your buddies. The next day, you get the most amazing reciprocation of the heart. That's why a codicil is cool. And it's rejuvenating. You do it and you become, it's just really, really cool stuff. 7:30. Okay, we'll stop for questions. We had two things. We did Pundarik Tulsi Stotram, and we did this Tulsi Stava. So we'll stop for questions now. Yeah. Yeah, that's why you got to have a lot of. That's why you got to have a lot of tulsis to change, so you don't water her to death.
Yes.
So you don't water her to death. Yeah. Very common. Yeah, you have more tulsis, you don't have to water her to death. Some places they really offer a lot. Yeah, during festivals in Mayapur. Yeah. Yeah. Anything else? Yes, Prabhu?
The question is because it says in Latin that basilicum is like a family of basilicum.
Hmm?
Basilicum, like we have in Europe, is like a kind of family, in the same family as music. And how far is it between basilicum or not? Because you have also different kinds of basilicum, there are different kinds of music.
Very funny. Dhananjay told me this funny story. In Bhaktivedanta Manor in 71, Prabhupada was walking with his associates and they looked to a Tulsi house, and Tulsi house was opaque glass. You know, kind of bathroom glass, can't see it. All you saw was big plants there. Really? Nice big plants. Who was the pujari? And so Prabhupada opens the door and a smile goes off his face. Hey, this isn't Tulsi. Where's the pujari? And the girl scampers up. Dhananjay told the story. He's a hot Scot, you know. Hot Scot. This is the sister of Tulsi. Prabhupada screamed at her, "We don't care for any sister. We want Tulsi." So Asamam Basilicum, I was talking with different pundit friend of mine, you know, and they goes, "It's pasta priya. It's good for your pasta. It's good for your tomato sauce. It's good for your salad. You know? It's got a different calyx. The flower is bigger. The leaf is thicker, it's sharper edges, you know, there's so many things." It was so funny. And Maya Ami in 1974, two renunciates came up and said, "Hey, I think we're circumambulating an imposter." And then one girl said, "Oh, Guru Maharaj, I didn't make any advancement. I wasted all my time serving a basil plant." And Prabhupada said, "Oh, Rani, Tulsi Rani is Bhavagrahi. She probably knew that you were trying to serve her. But don't worship the basil plant again, you know." Asamam Basilicum. It's Asamam Basilicum. Pasta Priya, you know. Pizza Priya, pasta Priya, salad Priya, tomato sauce Priya. It's a great for your herb garden. If you got a half moon thing outside your kitchen, fantastic. Every girl wants a herb garden. Every cook needs an herb garden. But it's not Krishna Priya. Yes, Prabhu? See, the thing is that it says in Garuda Purana, 8:14, there it says, "Mantra goes tulasi niche." It's cool. See, it's like a nyaya. In 13, it says, "Brahmins, cows, tulsi, and fire cannot be contaminated even by being used again and again. Tulsi can..." And that was cool. In Vayupurana, it said, if you don't have Tulsi, I really like this verse, you can touch Tulsi's stick as an offering of Tulsi, or you can invoke her name. It's very practical. You know, when you're dealing with changing water cups or something, you don't have a Tulsi leaf. You can invoke her name, you know. You offer some preparation to the Lord, and you think about her, and you offer it, you know. It's very practical stuff. I loved it. I loved it, you know. Is it an offense? And fence to use her as medicine. Now, the next shloka, 8:14, says, mantras become contaminated when used to kill somebody, like mantras. Cows are contaminated when you kill their body. And Brahmins become contaminated when pratyabhojane, when you eat the food which is left over for the unembodied ancestors. This is why the rice balls they use in Shraddha ceremonies, they mix it with black sesame seeds to render it unedible. And tulsi niche, and tulsi when used for mundane reasons. So you can't use it in the Boro Plus, you know, skin cream and this and that, hair tonic, you can't use it. And chaknis chahudasana, fire becomes contaminated when used to burn a body. They'll bring the fire in a clay pot in processions, and that fire is allowed to go out. You know? Yeah. And it's a real tulsi. The thing is, tulsi is everywhere. Tulsi, you can find her in many, many places. I've seen tulsi in many Indian shops and stuff. Yeah, surprising. She's quite many places. And that was cool. Somebody was asking about pious people or non-devotees if they can get seeds. One person, friend of mine, was asking about kantimala. Can you give it to anybody? Yup. Why? Because Vishnu Dharmottara says even if a person has bad character, if they have tulsi neck beads on their neck, the Yamadutas will not go near them. Even if they're in bad character. Now suppose we're a little scared about that, right? You don't wanna give your parents that, you know, you're thinking like that, right? Now, whose parents, grandparents eat meat or drink liquor 7 days before they die? Usually before they die they're winding down, they're fasting, huh? So, yeah, bring Tulsi Rani into the hospital, sure. Give him garlands from the deities, yep. Read Bhagavad Gita, uh-huh, you know. And there's another way out, you know, you could do that. But still, like, can you stop people? You know, people want to get Tulsi neck beads. I remember in 1991 and 93, when I was in Bombay, we were doing Sangatam. Some way to maintain the bus. We were selling Tulsi neck beads, Tulsi japa beads, pictures, you know, all types of stuff, right? Keychains. All types of junk, right? We didn't give people a third degree that, you know, are you a vegetarian? You know, you're not drinking Jack Daniels, are you? You know, Indian made foreign liquor? You know, like, we didn't ask them this stuff. You know, we put them to the third degree, you know, before they buy Tulsi neck beads and stuff. Tulsi beads in the place where we were. You don't get the third degree. Now I found the shloka from Vishnu Dharmottara. Yeah, you know. You can have a questionable character. If they worship Tulsi, if they got Tulsi neck beads, the Yamadutas won't go there. Why? The police are not going to go for you? She'll take care of them. Give her them time. She'll take care of them. I know many devotees that were associated with non-devotees. You know, like some girl, one of my god sisters was a famous Sankirtan devotee. And when she was 45, she got married again for the second time. And when I saw her husband, I go, man, she's got her work cut out for her. His face was black. That guy's was, you know, black. And then 6 months later, I saw them a little more brighter. And then 6 months later, completely bright. He was chanting. He was completely a devotee by then. She did her job, you know. The Bhagavatika knew how to make a devotee. She did. She made her husband a devotee. It was a very cool thing, story. So it says there in Vishnu Dharmottara, even if somebody is of questionable character, if they have tulsi neck beads on their neck, the Yamadutas will not go near them. Cool statement. Can you give tulsi to everybody? Give seeds. If they don't have a plant, then give them seeds. Prabhupada said, if she sprouts, who are we to tell her no? So you give seeds. So I would say you give seeds, plus you give a Tulsi e-books, how to take care of her. This e-book that I was just showing a little bit of, it actually helps you in the winter time. how to take care of it in the wintertime. I'm going to help. I'm going to upgrade it a little bit more. I got to give him a lot more feedback to upgrade it further. And then I got to ask my godbrother, Babu, please give feedback. I'm going to ask Sunanda Kumar in Vancouver, please give feedback, you know. These guys are busy, but they're going to give feedback, you know. And then, yeah, let's make it good for the next upgrade for other people, people of the world. They can grow their tulsi much better. It's good, yeah. Pindarani. You can offer a girl like this, Sodom Garland's eyes, you can give it to her by chanting her name. You can give it to her, and then you take it. Yeah. Then you take it like this. Now, another cool thing was, I was in Nanguneri in South India, city of Brahmins, okay, near Nagarkoil. One devotee in 93 something. Can you please visit my parents? He wrote me a letter in Madurai. My parents are in Nanguneri. He gave me a Tamil letter, okay? I went with that letter and I showed it to a rickshawala when I got to that city. Didn't know nothing, right? The rickshawala, by reading the letter, took me to his parents' house. Okay? They gave me everything for my Giriraj puja, right? Then, later on when my puja was done, the ladies all took me to see the big deity. And some of her friends knew English good. So when they got prasadam from the deities, then I saw these girls wrapping on their hair. What are you doing, mother? Oh, come on, you know South Indian girls. They love to put flowers on their hair. But these are not ordinary flowers. This is from Lord Vishnu. It'll purify our brains for our service, domestic service. When he said that, I thought, what an astounding realization, you know? And ever since then, when I take flowers off my deities, I tell everybody, put it in your hair. It's a good idea. Yeah, it purifies your brains, you know? So when the girls told me that, when the ladies told me that, I thought, what a wonderful vijnana, what a realization. You know, that was like 1993 or 94 or something. Never forgot it. It was cool, you know. It was really cool, you know. This one, of course, I can push it. You can probably just take it around my glasses. Yeah. Could do. And there's a little more. Hari Bhakti Vilas in chapter 4 talks about amla. Amla is like next to tulsi in worship. It's so purifying. Oh. On Amalaki Ekadasi, you could stay up all night underneath an amla tree. Amla emanated from Burma is considered to be Saraswati Devi, high in vitamin C. And it says, anyone who touches it to their head, to their eyes, to their nose, or to their mouth, Lord Vishnu becomes very pleased with them, it says. If you're going to talk to a chandala, then eat one fruit before you. Amla, Amalaki. He said, if you're going to talk to a chandala, an outcast, you should eat one fruit. And he said, all householders should have one of these growing in their backyard. You can get the dry stuff and drill it and make it into garlands. Put it, drugmum, it says, like husband-wife team, drugmum, put it on your neck. Probably has to be big enough so that you can take it off, you know, when you bathe. But it's cool stuff. And keep it next to your tulsi beach. Drugmum, husband and wife team. They're married. The necklaces are married. Cool stuff. You know? My disciple threw 4 shlokas at me. And as soon as I saw 4 shlokas, I thought, end of story. It's time to get cracking. You know? I was in Indonesia at the time. I got some, right? And then it wasn't so good. Didn't dry up so good. You know? So I told him to stick it in my dehydrator in Vrindavan. I dropped it in Bombay and gave it to him. Put it in my dehydrator in Bombay. You know? Then I got some more in Indian gooseberry, it's called. Okay, I drilled it. I got some big ones in Dubai, this big, and I drilled it, and like that, Indian gooseberry, it's called. I then, no, it's, they confiscated it in JFK. I should have stashed it, but anyway. But you can get one. It's nice. Get some dry woods and just drill it up and make your own nails. Stick it on there. I got 4 shlokas to prove it. Pretty cool. The glories of Amalaki. It's in Hari Bhakti Vilas, chapter 4. Ooh. Pretty neat. You know? Anything others? Is it offensive? Nah. I wouldn't say using tulsi tea is not good. What we have to tell them is that there's something better. If you offer her to Lord Vishnu, you get much more out of it. You know? That, I think that's the only thing. I don't think we have a right to suppress knowledge because we don't agree with it. Knowledge about Tulsi is going to go beyond any institutional jurisdiction, any grouping. It's going to go far and wide. So you can't control that. You know, you cannot control that. I think we have to just tell them, you want benefit? You want health benefits? Worship, if you give her to Lord Vishnu, it'll be much better. You get more bang for your buck, you know. Basically, you get more out of it, you know, like that. That's all I think we can do. We just have to tell them, yeah, you want this thing? You can get more successful if you offer her to Lord Vishnu. You'll get more potent. The medicinal effects will be much more better felt. And the other thing is, which I have to find out, is maybe by offering her to Vishnu, slowly, slowly, she'll make them a devotee. What is her strategy? That I have to find out more. You know, for turning non-devotees into devotees, what is more of her strategy? I have to find that out. His mother.
Why is it proper to advise us to chant near to Tulsi Devi? I'm wondering why is it so much more proper to chant next to her, and whether does it make, you know, what is it?
It says where it is. It says in Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Leela chapter 3 verse 100 in the purport. See, he's referring about Krishna Dasi. Now, Chaitanya Charitamrita refers to her former occupation, but that girl was chanting 3 lakhs. See, 1 lakh takes 5 to 6 hours of chanting, and I'm not doing it. And not a lot of devotees are doing it. And I want to do it, but I'm not. I'm shooting that direction, okay? She's chanting 3. If you chant 1 lakh Hare Krishna, 5-6 hours of commitment, pretty big. 2, that's really big. 3, astonishing. 3 means you got to lose your sleep. That's what she was doing. And Bhakti Ratnakar refers to her as Krishna Dasi. I'm sorry, this lady. And she was a Parama Mahanti. Great sages and saintly persons came to talk with her about Krishna. She was highly advanced. I'm sorry. I'm not going to refer to her former occupation. I can't do it, you know. She was just too good of a devotee, you know. She's chanting 3 lakhs of Hari Nam a day. Wait a minute. I ain't going to call her anything except bow my head, you know. Yeah, it's there in Ankya 3:100 in the purport. By chanting next to Tulsi Devi, you make a lot of advancement. Why? Well, Drishti, she's Sarva Sobhagya Vardhani. She increases everybody's good fortune. She's Bhakti Chaitanya Karani, the cause of devotional mentality. And Adi Vyadi Haro Nityam. She's daily destroying your Adi Vyadi, your original disease, which is our causeless unwillingness to serve Krishna. Our dogged conditioning. She destroys. She's seen so many sadhus and sadhvis. And also it was recommended in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Haridas Thakur told his disciple that you stay in this kuti with Tulsi Devi and chant. That's what I was telling Mataji to put that on the papers, advertisement papers. Antya 3, verse number 137 and 141. 137 is Haridas Thakur's instruction to her, and 141 is what she did. Tulsi Sevan Kori, she served Tulsi Devi. Charvaka, she chewed whatever she got as Madhukari. And if she didn't get it, Upavas, she fasted. Why? Because Harinam was the main thing. She was chanting Hare Krishna. Oh, they give something, they don't give something, you know, we could care less. Upavas. Enriya Damano Huilo, when the senses become under control of prema or prakash, love of God had manifested in our body. That's big. That's big. I thought, wait a minute, that's what we're here for. That's why I said those 2 shlokas, right? Antya 3:137 is what Haridas Thakur instructed to her. Nirantara Nam Lao, chant Krishna's name constantly. Kara Du, Tulasi Sevan. Kara is with the hands, do with the hands. Tulasi Sevan, Anacharet Pabitabhar Krishna Racharan, and very quickly you'll get Krishna's lotus feet. Wait a minute, that's what we're here for now. That's what we came here. We want to get Krishna's lotus feet. But 141 is what she did. Wait a minute. That's a game. These two slogans are game changers. Right there. These two slogans are basically game changers. What she did. When I saw that, I just can't refer to her and her previous occupation before she met Hari Das Thakur. I'm sorry, I just can't do that. As far as I'm concerned, she's worshipable. she's too exalted. She's chanting 3 lakhs a day. She's too exalted for me, you know? To bow her head. Yeah, why Tulsi? She changes everything. She's Sarvaso Bhagyavardhani. She makes everything good. Bhakti Chaitanya Karani, the cause of devotional mentality. Adivyadi Horo Nityam, constantly destroying the original causes, unwillingness to serve Krishna. And, Tathasukha, she gives happiness. It's like that devotee in Soho that was told me if he was depressed. I go, just go to her. Just offer obeisances to her. Reveal your mind to her. She'll help you out. Really good. Anything else? Yes, Mother?
You were explaining how she fulfills all your desires. Uh-huh. And so I was wondering if it's the same like with Krishna, how, you know, we have certain desires, but he helps us to actually... Sometimes he doesn't always fulfill our desires, but he makes them aware, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, come on. Krishna does it. You don't think she can't do that? Well, that's what it mentioned about her. Like I said, avidya, right? The mother protects a child with something they're better off not knowing. You know? But she knows what you want. She knows what you need. You know? We want devotion to Krishna, but we don't mind taking the other stuff. If you need it, she'll give it to you. You know? That's what it mentions. Yasha, like this one shloka 109, ninth chapter 109 of Hari Bhakti Vilas says, Yasha Dehi, give me fame. Kirtam, give me effulgence. Ayush, duration of life. Tatha Sukham, and happiness. Balam, strength. Pushtim, nourishment. Tatha Dharma, and religiosity. Tulsi Twam Prasidame, O Tulsi, if you're pleased with me. She can give you anything. But she's smart. She knows what you need, you know. She knows what you need. You just love her and she'll take care of you. Basically, that's what happens. There was a girl, let me tell you a story. I was in South Ukraine. In 1998, she says, look, I feel like an abandoned orphan. My authority's left is gone. And I'm feeling like an abandoned orphan. What am I supposed to do? And I said to her, you've got a silent guru in your flat 365 days a year. Did you ever take shelter of her? I just had a hunch then in 98. Now I got the Sanskrit to prove it. And you know what? In 6 months, everything changed. She became more absorbed in Bhagavatam, more of a good devotee, better chanting, everything better. By taking shelter of Tulsi Devi when she was in distress. Yeah. I had a hunch then. Now I got the Sanskrit to prove it. Now I have the Sanskrit to prove it. She can't do everything, yeah. Basically, when I was traveling around UK and stuff, you deal with brand new people sometimes. The most amazing thing is her. The more they love her, the more they become better devotees. They chant better. They serve better, they come to the temple better, they associate better. She made devotees from scratch. You know, she could do everything. Basically, she could do anything she wants. You just love her and she can do everything. The question is just to do it right. Just like when I look at that Tulsi house like that. I think a botanical garden is good. What they gotta do is the person should probably go to a local greenhouse where they're growing plants for money. And what is their light system? Like this. And any problems you've got with taking care of her practically, the local botanical garden are your best buddies. You just call them up. Take your Tulsi down to them. Hey, Jack, what do I do with this? You know, like that. And once you make a relationship with them, it's just a phone call away. You just call them up and they go, hey, you know, do this, everything. I got an asamam sanctum from India. you know, and I got this problem. Send me a photograph. You send them a photograph, and they go, do this, it's this deficiency, do that, you know. Patrika did a pretty good job. You'll see that in the third day. Patrika did a pretty good job, I have to say. I got to make it better. I got to yak with him and get inputs from Sananda Kumar. There's nobody in my eyes that is better than Sananda Kumar worked for her. He worked really hard for her. When he told me over the phone, 50% perspiration and 50% ashraya, I thought, plah, that is astounding realization. Surely I'll find the Sanskrit somewhere to prove that. It was such a nice realization. You don't get that unless you break your rear for her. When you break your rear, when you actually set up something really strong, then she's going to give you realization. She'll give you really strong realizations then. It's really good. So I liked it. So a lot of things you can do. If you draft people, if you got anybody that's in the gardening, you know, like professional gardening, greenhouses for growing for plants to make money. Very common thing, you know, like that. Or go to the botanical gardens and ask them. I got tropical plants, Asimum Sanctum. You know, and it was cool. I was in Los Angeles, Omkar, the temple commander there goes, take a leaf from the demons. And he says, if you're going to grow marijuana plants inside, the Dutch would love that, then there, one light spectrum is for leaves and another light spectrum is for flower. Yeah. You just find out what is the best light spectrum. Pretty cool. Good advice. So he's talking about 6,500 Kelvin and like that. These are light frequencies. This top that I was going to show you, I'll get the photo and I'll leave it on there tomorrow to show you everything. When you look at that, you go, wait a minute. Now that's cool. That's 30 centimeters long, each probe. You stick the two probes in the dirt. And you can, with each click, you can have moisture, pH, lights. It tells you if your lights are... if your lights... If your tulsi is not flowering, your lights are lousy. How much should you put it? He says, no more than 18 hours a day. I agree with him. I used to do it in St. Louis from 78 to 82. 4 o'clock in the morning until 10 o'clock at night. 18 hours. In those days, we had tube lamps, 40-watt tube lamps, but we kept them super close to her, like that, like a bank of them all around her. That's what Ishanath Mataji says. But now, when we got metal Halliday and stuff, you know, I've seen it in places. I saw once in Estonia, they had a metal Halliday lamp for her. Oh, does she like that? But another cool thing they got is they have this called this agricultural plastic. It's cool. It's white on the inside for her, and it's black on the outside for you. So it doesn't blow your kids' eyes, you know. You know, metal Halliday lamps are super bright. Street lamps, you can't watch those. You know, they're so bright, you can't look at those things. They mess your eyes. So if you got one of those on, it's not good for your eyes. So that's what they made the greenhouse plastic for. It's white on the inside for her, reflected for her, and black on the outside for your eyes. Cool. I liked it. When I saw that plastic, I thought, now this is smart, you know. It's really good. Anything other questions for everybody? Yeah. Yeah.
I don't have
the right. So what's the question?
And so when you were speaking and you analyze that each word and it goes really good.
Yeah.
And
so
understanding increases. So do you have any advice and tips how to
start? Necessity is the mother of invention. When you see the translation in your mother tongue, you go, hey, that's cool. I got to have that. Then that's what you learn. Then you'll learn the Bengali. You'll learn to sing it. You'll learn the shloka. Necessity is the mother of invention. You got to have it. Yeah. Then all of a sudden, you start one after another, and then the purification comes. And then all of a sudden, your circle of influence increases. Other stuff becomes cooler, too. They were cooler then, but they're cool now. So this is how it happens.
So you did all
by yourself? Yeah! ISKCON does that. Now, we're using Sanskrit as basically as evidences to show that we're not dreaming this stuff up. That's the point. Sanskrita means that which is written properly. That's what it means. Sanskrita. It means which is written properly. So if they do that, they build character. He studies the language, they become very character-wise. That's why I like it. When I was lamenting that when I was a 17-year-old kid, they put me out on the lot selling books, and I didn't have a chance to learn Sanskrit. I'm making it up now. If I have any young puppies, I have two in the Sanskrit school, young boys. One is a linguistic boy from Belarus, and he's good. He's doing good. He's actually, they have a lot of turnover in that Sanskrit college. You know, people have so many excuses why they can't continue. He was the only one of his group that stayed. And then the other boy from Central Russia, he's all right. He's struggling because English is not his mother tongue. So when they're learning Hari Namamrita Vyakarana through English medium, he's having a hell of a time. But they're stringing him along and he's picking it up. He'll be all right. It'll take him maybe another year or more, but he'll be fine. And I got some more from Bali. They'll come. One Balinese boy has finished, a disciple of Bhakti Raghav Swami, he finished the Sanskrit school, and he's happy. Oh, any other Indonesians want to learn Sanskrit? Great. We'll fix them up. We'll test them up, see if they're up to scratch. Send them to the school. Yeah. Send 3 years. Cram Sanskrit for 3 years. It's not an easy job. You got a lot of camaraderie, a lot of nice sadhana, but it's heavy. But when they do that, they'll be upright. And 99.9% of Balinese devotees get married. Big deal. Go home, get married. You know, finish your college, get married. You know, because they'll be Sanskrita. They'll be very cultural. Whether they're a boy or a girl, they'll be very cultural. Yeah. And they'll be very attractive and very nice. First class. Sure. And they're intellectuals, so their minds become wired. When they look at the shloka, then they just take off. Each word sends arrows shooting in different directions. That's why the word for word is cool, because each word sends you different directions in different places, and you start using different evidences from different backgrounds. It reminds you of different things. It's cool, neat stuff. Intellectually, it's cool, but there are different tastes for it. Just like there's another one that I asked. I got the Tulsi Kavacham. First thing I got it done by one Gujarati friend of mine. I was thinking my disciple's going to take too long, so I asked another devotee near the manor. Okay, and he, as a young boy in Bombay, he studied Panini Astadhyayi as a child in school. So he did it for me. Not a bad job. Okay, my disciple did better. He took him a couple of days more, but he did better. But they have respect for each other. Yeah, he did a pretty good job. So then I asked Kartik Chandra, I said, now we want Sita Anusuya Samvad from Ramayana. In terms of for ladies, there is nothing better. Anusuya, by her austerities, it was a 10-year drought in a kingdom, and she brought the water, the Ganga, down by her prowess. She brought that and broke the drought. 10-year drought, Anusuya did. Atri Muni's wife, who cooked for Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva, whose son was Dattatreya. Anusuya is big. And Sita Devi talked with her, and Anusuya gave her gifts. So the Sita Anusuya Samvada is cool. So I was telling Kartik Chandra, you translate it and throw it to your wife, you know, because when it goes through the prism of an intellectual lady, she's got a whole different... This word, maybe we should tweak it like that, you know, like that. They have a whole different thing. It's their dharma, you know. Let ladies do it. I wanted a lady Sanskritist to do it, but unfortunately they wouldn't do it. So I'll ask a householder to do it, throw it by your wife, and see what you think, you know, like that. He said, yeah, I'll do it. I said, sure, you're a householder. You got bills to pay. Sure, I understand completely. Yeah, wait a minute. You know, but, you know. In 2 weeks, I'm going to say, how's it going? You know, throw me a few shlokas. How's it going? You know, did you start it already? Can you throw me a few shlokas at it? Yeah, you know, we'll get it, you know. See, necessity is the mother of invention. Do you understand that point? When you need it, you get it. And matakshmati gyanam abhavanam cha. Krishna is the certain knowledge of remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness. If you want it, he'll give it to you. Sure, go ahead. It's good for me. It's good for you. and it's positive for me. So go ahead, you can have it. And then you're purified by that sound vibration, and the more it becomes interesting. Yeah, that's how it happens. Just start. One step at a time. Shanai Shanada Parimet Buddhya Dhritigritya. That's 6th chapter, verse 25. One step at a time. Is that all right?
Yeah.
It's fun. The more you memorize, the more fun it is. And you find something more. Whoa, that's cool. And then you just, that's neat. And neat means you got to have it. You know? Just like you were having a snanyatra, right? You did it right today, right? I got prayers from Skanda Purana for Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra. 4 shlokas for Jagannath, 2 shlokas for Balaram, 2 shlokas for Subhadra, 2 shlokas for Sudarshan Chakra. Cool, you know? And the pujaris can sing it to the Lord. Why not? You know? whoever loves the deities, if you like Jagannath really loud, then learn them. Yeah. You know, it's more stuff for you, you know, to love. Yeah, it's great. Keeps you cracking, you know? Orkya. Any other questions? Yes, Mother.
Do you think that some of our friends in Tulsi House are sisters of Tulsi Maharani?
I don't know. Let me go inside. I haven't gone inside yet. If I go inside and see it, I go, this is Pasta Priya, man. This is, you know. Basil has a look. You cannot get away with it. There's another one that the scientists call Asimum Grassimum, Forest Tulsi. But I've only seen the Sanskrit for Rama Tulsi and Krishna Tulsi. Asimum Grassimum, the jury is still out, and I haven't found the Sanskrit yet to prove Forest Tulsi. There is Ram Tulsi and there's Krishna Tulsi. I haven't found Forest Tulsi. Asimum Grassimum. Sorry, gang. You know? We ain't going to accept that either. You know? One devotee from Germany sent a photo. Hey, is this Basil? And I threw it around to my godbrothers, and Babu goes, yeah, I think it is. And everybody goes, yeah, I think it is. And I go, yeah. You know, it definitely looks like basil. It's a cross, nah. It's a cross pollination from a basil plant and a Tulsi plant. Yep, that's what it is. You know.
Ram Tulsi. They are darker and they have purple flowers.
That's Krishna Tulsi.
That's Krishna, purple flowers.
Right.
And Ram?
Ram has got white flowers. Yes. Now, it's interesting. For Northern Hemisphere, Ram Tulsi is a stronger immune system to fight off infestations. But in terms of prasadam, like medicine for destroying diseases, the Krishna Tulsi is more effective in that regard. But so we recommend devotees to have a lot more Ram Tulsi and a lot less Krishna Tulsi. Unless you're really an expert arborist, Krishna Tulsi is more fragile. But you can take care of her. If you take care of it. Now another shloka, which was from 7, I think it's 278, that Tulsi's anger is in the mood of ignorance, and her pleasure is in the mood of goodness. And therefore the Ram Tulsi and Krishna Tulsi is mentioned. Although the Krishna Tulsi is the Rama Tulsi is very dear to Krishna, the Krishna Tulsi is especially dear. Said something like that. Murli Manohar goes, how are we supposed to understand the shloka? And I said, we'll just have to chew it again and again and see different pramanams from different backgrounds, you know. When you see different Sanskrit from different Puranas, it kind of tweaks your brain, your discrimination a little bit more, you know. I said, we're going to have to chew that for a good while, you know. How are you supposed to understand her anger, you know? And I get. And then another thing was that the Brahma Vaivarta Purana story. Prabhupada told Janani Vas in 1971, you don't need to read that story for her, you. She's just a pure devotee. Maybe you could take that in a mundane light. Then my disciples said, I said, if it's not mentioned anywhere in the Puranas, it's probably dodgy. Gopi Puranadana said, you just take it with a grain of salt. But he says, it's that story, the Tulsi story mentioned in Brahma Vaivarta Purana is also mentioned in 3 places, my disciple was saying. Maybe we'll be lucky. Maybe it's a true story. I don't know. One thing is good. whatever you find in Sanskrit, sometimes it just gives you more questions than the Sanskrit shloka gives. But that's what Brahmins are for. Whether it's North India, South India, East India, West India, you got French, you just throw them at it. What are you going to do with that? You know, and they answer your questions. It's lovely. You know, the more questions you've got, the more relationship you have. It's actually big. If you have a question, you have a relationship. If you have no question, where is your relationship? So questions are big, you know. So this thing about Ram Tulsi and Krishna Tulsi, we're going to have to chew it for a while. I only got pramanas for those two. Nothing else. Tulsi Grasimam? Uh-uh. Asimam Basilicum? Pasta Priya. You know? Every girl needs it in her garden, you know, in her half moon greenhouse next to her kitchen. Sure, basil is a very good plant. Your own dhania, your own chilies, you know, yeah, your marigold plants, lovely, man. Every cook's dream is to have your own half moon, you know, garden, you know, right next greenhouse, right next to your kitchen door. Yeah, you know, your own garden, lovely. Any other questions from the sadhus and sadhvis? Okay, tomorrow we're going to do the Tulsi cover, the Tulsi Upanishad. It'll be an eye-opener. You never saw that before. That's cool. And the Tulsi Kavacham is another cool piece. These two pieces are really cool. You know, I just got them. I got the Tulsi Upanishad about the middle of May. And the Tulsi Kavacham, I got it about a week ago. Now, I've been working on that. I've been pushing for that. And it took me a while to get it. And I'm happy. I can show it. I'm still fine-tweaking it. And actually, what I should do is I probably should send my disciple Dhameshwar an email. Where is the final? He's on his vacation right now in Hrishikesh. He's up there in Hrishikesh cooling his heels, you know, in the heat. You know, like that. So where's the tweaking of the final? Of the two, you know, because it's got, you know, he has to look at a few Maven manuscripts and then he throws it in Matsyavatar, his teacher in Govardhan, and supposed to tweak it. And when is it, you know? It's been a week now. It's time to get on their case, you know. Where is it, you know? Where's the final, you know? People are asking about it. Where's the final, you know? I handed it to a few people. I said, this is for your consumption. It's not the final. We'll send you the final, you know? Give me a few days. We'll send you the final, you know? Now, well, tomorrow we'll give that. That's cool. And the e-books is the next day. That's cool. And the e-books, naturally, you know, as Jayadwaita Maharaj joked, sannyasis are the most munificent of those with hard drives. You know, so we got stuff, we pass it out. Yeah, you know, we'll pass it out. But the best thing is Shikshu Anusara Vartma. When you actually take a sadhu's instructions and apply it concretely in your life, then you're associating with that saintly person 24/7. That's the mode. Just like my god sisters in Vrindavan, I got three that I really treasure. And if I ever ask them a question, they will mince their words, think about it, and they will say something. And when they say something, it'll probably shake my world. That is sadhu sangha. When they say something so profound, you'll never forget it for the rest of your life. That's substantial, you know? So when you actually apply something, then that's fruit of education. If you're not ready to apply something, you have no shraddha in it. That's what it means. You don't trust it if you're not going to apply something. I was with Adi Purusha in VIHC. There was a shloka that he quoted from Hitopadesh. He said that just as a clay pot, when it's put into a fire, cannot change its shape, in the same thing, knowledge has been given to the students to cause an indelible impression on the consciousness. Your consciousness has changed for the better. That's the idea. So I was saying, when about Sanskrit, if you have one pramanam, one Sanskrit evidence, probably not going to change your world because old habits die hard. And if you have two, it's more interesting, nah. But you're probably not going to change your life because you're so attached to your conditioning. Three, hey, am I missing something? And if you see four, stop thinking, start doing. You know? Basically, that's the way Sanskrit is. Stop thinking, start doing. And when you see four of them. So when I saw this in the Tulsi Kavacham, when Shiva tells us, no use to this debate about the effectiveness of this. If you chant this in 40 days, you're going to get it. And when I saw that shloka, I thought, I really liked it. I thought, it's telling you, stop thinking, stupid, do it. You know, everybody needs a good kick in the rear. Sometimes you need somebody to kick you in the pants. It's good. And I really, when I saw that shloka, when Shiva said that to his son Skanda, I thought, hey, that's happening. Look at that shloka. Pool. You know, time to stop thinking and start chanting. You know, it's great. So that's why I like it for it. Okay? We're going, this is what's going, that's the fun we're going to get. You know? Hey. And how many have we got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Not bad! 17 people. Put it over here. So somebody we didn't see.
Tomorrow in the same day, or
are
you going to check out the community?
Hey, what do you suggest? You got four of them out there?
I would continue to do it.
Yeah?
You suggest it? But then how are we going to get the dark? Nah.
But you saw with this projector, there was no problem.
You really want me to do it here? He's the boss. What can I do now? You got four more. So what was it over here? Two more over here. So we got 19 people? All right. Hey, all you guys, please SMS a buddy. Okay? We're worried about the people that are not here. Can you SMS a buddy? You know, we had fun. We would have had a lot more fun if you were here, you know. It's the same thing in Harinam Sangirtan. You tell all your householder friends, bring your kid, you and your kid, you know. And, you know, like, and you bake cookies, you know, like you bake cookies for the Harinam Sangirtan, you know. And you have little kids pass it out. You got to have a heart of stone not to get take a cookie from a kid, you know. Like this. So we had fun. You should have come, you know, like that. And the ladies, they have backpacks on, right? Because the kids, they don't got so much strength, nah, to hold wicker baskets of cookies, right? So they fill them up, you know. The ladies fill them up with more stuff, and they look at the watch, and what's going on? Hey, the Harinam Sangirtan, how much we run out? We got to cook more next time, you know, to make sure that we have enough at the end. And then another cook thing was they had a stash in the van. For those that have survived the Harinam, they get this. You know, some cupcakes, some bread or something, so they don't have to touch our sweets now. Our sweets are safe for the next Harinam. The boys don't have to, the Sangirtan people don't have to eat our sweets. Nah, our sweets are safe for the next Harinam. We ain't going to give it to you guys. You know, we'll give you something else. That was the old days. I was talking with Parashuram, you know, the madman from the manor, you know, and he said, yeah, it's a good idea. We should have, he's a madman. He'll stay up all night. He had a Milton Keynes Harinam on a Saturday, and he stayed up all night long cooking, you know, cooking, drive the Sangirtan van, you know, to the Rath Yatra, lead the kirtan, probably half of the Rath Yatra, you know, whatever it is, I don't know. He was a madman. I saw him. He wasn't even, but he doesn't sleep much, you know. He's definitely a fired up guy, you know. You could use a few of those guys, right? I'm sure, you know. He's really amazing guy. He works so hard, you know. But I convinced him, because yeah, that's what we need for Harinam. Yeah, we need to pass out some sweets. Yeah, you know. Some devotees are made. There are three things that make devotees. Harinam, Sangirtan, book distribution, and prasad distribution. And another thing was, I saw my godbrother, Gopi Janavallabha Swami. In 1969, he became a devotee by eating magach, Gujarati Basin Ladu, on the streets of New York. And Bhagavad Gita chapter 2, verse 65, that when you get the mercy of the Lord, intelligence kicks in. So he thought, well, after 2 weeks of that, he says, 2 weeks of getting, you know, prasadam on the streets of New York, he said, well, if they're distributing this prasadam on the streets of New York, what they got in their temple must be much better. So he came to the Sunday feast, yeah. Buddhi Pariyavatishta day, intelligence starts to kick in. Yeah, so it's great. You got to have a stone heart not to take a cupcake, you know, a cookie or a sweet pack, you know, with a mantra card stapled onto it from the hands of a kid. Oh, come on. You got to have a stone heart to take, not take from a kid, you know. So we tell it to SMS your friends. We had fun. We would have had a lot more fun if you were there. Yeah, you could have come with your husband. Bring your kids. Yeah, you know. We had fun. Bring your family. So what we have. So Ridai Chaitanya, what do we got? We got two more people. We got 19 people. Not bad. Okay, SMS a buddy. You know. SMS a buddy for the rest of the program, you know. Bring more people. You know? All right, Paul. Okay. Hey. I brought some gifts from my deities here. My deities here, I'm going to pass out their garlands. And this is their charanamrita. Now, this charanamrita is special because it's made with charged water. What it is that 5 liters of water, you cook it down with metals. It becomes charged water. And you pour it over the deities, it becomes supercharged. So that's what this stuff is. Okay, this is their charanamrita. Okay? So, can we get some cups or something like that? Somebody to pass it out? We'll get some cups and pass it out. All this charanamrita for the devotees. And I'll give their garlands out. This was made in London, Dumble. And I always like to keep one step ahead of time. You know? I always like to keep one step ahead of time, you know? Adapter wire.
Yes.
This wire must be gone. I'm thinking this adapter.